Terry manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin dismissed because prosecutors withheld evidence. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to Richland County authorities, a 73-year-old Cazenovia man died over the weekend after a rollover crash that happened in Richland County. Deputies responded just before midnight on Sunday to the intersection of State Highway 58 and Lost Hollow Road for the one-vehicle crash. Immediate medical care was provided to the 73-year-old driver identified as Donald Hanko, who was the only person in the vehicle. Cazenovia EMS took Hanko to a hospital where he later died from his injuries. A 41-year-old Portage resident is facing 16 felony charges after law enforcement found more than $375,000 worth of illegal drugs in a Portage apartment complex. Officers executed multiple search warrants to the 900 block of Clem Street in the city of Portage. Along with the drug charges, the Portage resident is also facing three misdemeanor charges, including domestic battery. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise mostly sunny and highs in the upper 80s. Chance of storms tonight, a low around 70. Thunderstorms for Sunday, otherwise sunny, hot and humid, a high near 91. Heat index in the upper 90s, still hot on Monday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle today at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 63 degrees.
99.7.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, a little bit of popcorn for breakfast this morning with hot butter. Hi, it's Kevin Kellogg, 4 minutes after 7. If you want to get a song request in this morning, all you got to do is give me a call or a text, 608-355-9970, and I'll play something for you this morning from the 60s and 70s. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll take a look at sports. Brewers on the wrong side of the ledger. After a loss to Pittsburgh, or not to Pittsburgh, they lost to Pittsburgh the other day, but they played Washington last night, and we'll have that for you. Also, let you know what's going on around the area. Let you know what's going on at the Sauk County Fairgrounds, as the Sauk County Fair is in its final 2 days. If you haven't made it out, please do so. Fair food is always the best, isn't it? Here's the Shirelles, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday the 60s and 70s.
It's not the way you smile that touch my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Whoa, oh, oh, many, many nights roll by. What can I do? I can't help myself. When baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you never, never, never been true. Doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true? I don't want nobody, nobody knows. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Together. Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Saturday in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with the Turtles on your Saturday morning, 10 minutes after 7. I know we've been in this heat wave and the humidity the last couple of days. Maybe we can cool things down just a little with some Foreigner on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday in the 60s and 70s.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our
that did a little bit to cool you down this morning. Cold as ice from Foreigner, 99.7 Max FM. Saturday the 60s and 70s with Tommy Rowe.
Ooh.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with the Box Tops and Cry Like a Baby. You want to get a song request in? 608-355-9970. That's how you can get a hold of me this morning. Text it or call it and see what I could play for you from the 60s and 70s. 718 on your warm Saturday. And we'll get your warm weekend forecast coming up in just a little bit. Plus, a look at sports. Brewers not too well with home cooking against the Washington Nationals. We'll have that story for you coming up along with the rest of the weekend sports. And we'll find out what's going on in the area with a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's Sauk County Fair Week with great events happening all week long. From Wednesday all the way through Sunday is when all the rides, games, and vendors will be open. Check out SaukCountyFair.com to see what's happening every single day at the fair and the great grandstand events taking place, including the Randy Houser concert Saturday night at the grandstand. In addition to the events around the fair, on Friday night the 12th, there's going to be music in Mirror Lake State Park. The Contra in the Park series will continue with Cruisin' Around. Bring chairs or use the outdoor rock seating and enjoy an evening of music in the outdoor amphitheater. Again, this will be Friday, July 12th from 7 until 8:30 at Mirror Lake State Park. And Durward's Glen will be hosting the annual Bagpipes in the Glen event. Great music and also breakfast this year from Wittenbach's Command Center Food Truck with coffee and kids' activities. Part one of the event will be from 9 a.m. until noon, then the grounds will be closed down from noon until 3. Part two of Bagpipes in the Glen will be starting back up from 4 until 8 p.m. is when they'll get the music going once again with Celtic and Scottish music, a brat stand, some Scottish food, wine, and chocolates. Again, this will be at Durward's Glen Saturday, July 13th. For more details, visit durwardsglen.org. And while you're in town for the Sauk County Fair, be sure to swing by Saturday morning for the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling their items on Oak Street. This will be from 8 a.m. until 12:30. It's every Wednesday and Saturday, now through October. Visit Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook to find out the night before who will be in attendance that next farmers market.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialist. Now, they'll take care of minor dents and the big things, the major structural issues, if something like that ever happens to you. Now, they've been around since 1985. Fox Hill Auto Body's helping area residents. They get back on the road with quality work at a fair price, and they do it pretty fast. Fox Hill provides free estimates, and they'll guide you through the insurance claim process. So give them a call, 356-9620. It's Fox Hill Auto Body, where our customers send their friends.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped to second straight, falling in their series opener with the Washington Nationals for the final count of 5-2 at AM Fam last night. Freddie Peralta gave up 4 runs over 5 innings on 10 hits to take the loss. Skipper Pat Murphy.
I mean, I think Freddie made a few mistakes, but I thought generally he threw the ball good. I really did. They had some soft contact, but give them some credit. You know, they kept balls in play. They didn't punch out a lot. And, you know, they just lost 5 in a row. So they're kind of hungry to win, and they put some balls in play. And, Yeah, and their starter did a nice job to keep us at bay. So credit to them. That's the truth.
Peralta's looking forward to some rest with the upcoming All-Star break.
I know that I feel great. I feel good because that's more important for me. And I know that I can just change that at some point. Look last year. Like, my second half was really, really good. So now I'm just trying to clean my mind and just move forward.
Willy Adames and Sal Frelick drove in the runs for the Crew, who only managed 4 hits on the night. The Brewers and Nats play game 2 of the 3-game series this afternoon, 3:10 first pitch. Dallas Keuchel goes to the bump against Mitchell Parker. Minor League Baseball in the Midwest League. Wisconsin shuts out West Michigan last night 6-0. Same 2 again tonight. Beloit picks up a 9-4 victory over Cedar Rapids, though. Same 2 again this evening. From the American Association scoreboard last night, Fargo-Moorhead knocks off Milwaukee 5-1. Lake County was shut out by Sioux City 3-0. On to football, where countdown to Green Bay Packer training camp is on. Rookie set to report on Wednesday. The first full team practice coming up a week from Monday. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 80s. Chance of storms tonight, a low around 70. Thunderstorms for Sunday, otherwise sunny, hot and humid, a high near 91. Heat index in the upper 90s, still hot on Monday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle today at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 67 right now.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 7:25, and let's take a look at musical birthdays. Back on Wednesday, the 10th of July, celebrating her 85th birthday, Mavis Staples and the rest of the Staples Singers, and I'll take you there.
I know what the ladies. Somebody help me now.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and I'll take you there with the Staple Singers. Mavis Staples celebrated their 85th birthday back on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, Arlo Guthrie celebrated his 77th birthday.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning. Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Dealing card games with the old men in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. You feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there. Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, taking a trip from the city of New Orleans with Arlo Guthrie, celebrated his 77th birthday on Wednesday. We find the guitar and bass player Dave Smalley for the Raspberries celebrated his 75th birthday on Wednesday. It's tonight on 99.7 Max FM.
I saw your eyes. All I ever
Saturday of the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM tonight with Dave Smalley and the Raspberries. He celebrated his 75th birthday on Wednesday. Musical history this week in 1965, a four-week run at the number one spot for the Rolling Stones, their first chart topper in the United States. And I can't get no satisfaction on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and I can't get no satisfaction from the Stones. Number one this week for 4 weeks in a row in 1965. Number one this week in 1976 for 2 weeks in a row. It's the Starland Vocal Band, an afternoon delight on 99.7 Max FM.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Afternoon delight. didn't fight, but you got some data waiting that I think I might like. Never been a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Sticks and stones together make a spark ignite, and the thought of rubbing noodles getting so excited. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Afternoon Delight, 2 weeks of the number one spot this week in 1976. Well, we lost a member of the family over the week. Dave Loggins passed away on the 10th of July at the age of 76 in Nashville. Best known for his 1974 song, Please Come to Boston. He was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1995. He also wrote the song Pieces of April for Three Dog Night, among others. He also had a hit song on the countryside in 1984 with Ann Murray. And one of his most famous musical compositions is Augusta, which he wrote in 1981, using the song as a theme for CBS's coverage of the Masters Golf Tournament. Now, he is a second cousin to Kenny Loggins. So Dave Loggins passed away at the age of 76, so let's please come to Boston on 99.7 Max FM.
Please come to Boston for the springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room. You can sell your paintings on the sidewalk, buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston, she said no. Would you come home to me? And she said, hey rambling boy, now won't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Please come to Denver with the snowfall. We'll move up into the mountains so far that we can't be found. Throw I love you echoes down the canyons, and then lie awake at night till they come back around. Please come to Denver, she said no. Boy, would you come home to me? And she said, hey rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. Cause I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Now this drifter's world goes round and round, and I doubt that it's ever gonna stop. But of all the dreams I've lost or found, and all that I ain't got, I still need to lean to somebody I can sing to. Please come to L.A. to live forever. California life alone is just too hard to build. I live in a house that looks out over the ocean, and there's some stars that fell from the sky living up on the hill. Please come to L.A., she just said no. Boy, won't you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? L.A. can't be your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. No, no, I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, remembering Dave Loggins, and Please Come to Boston. Dave passed away on the 10th of July at the age of 76 in Nashville. 7:49 with Kevin Kellogg, and what's going on at the Sauk County Fair today? Well, let's take a look. You can always take a look at SaukCountyFair.com, but let's take a look what's going on. The Horse Show opens at the Horse Arena at 9, along with the Youth and Open Class Exhibit Buildings. Commercial Buildings opens at 10. McFarland's Fair to Farm is north of the Commercial Building from 10 to 8. The Milk Tent opens up at 10. Also, at 11, the Fame Stage at the Sauk County Fairgrounds, with the library having story time. Mississippi Valley Dutchman Polka Band will be at the Litcher Pavilion from 11 until 2. The Fame Stage at the Commercial Building has a presentation at noon. Carnival will open at 1 this afternoon, along with Live Market Animal Sale and Progress Hall at 1. Sauk County Police Canines will put on a demonstration of the Fame Stage at 3. From 3 to 5, the 4-H Action Center will be open at the 4-H Pavilion. Randy Houser tonight at the Grandstand. The Beer Stand is open also tonight. And Saturday Morning Cartel Live Band from 9:30 until 12:30 at the Litcher Pavilion. So all of that going on at the Sauk County Fair. If you'd like to find out more information, go to SaukCountyFair.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Need a little more color in your life?
Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise mostly sunny and highs in the upper 80s. Chance of storms tonight, a low around 70. Thunderstorms for Sunday, otherwise sunny, hot and humid, a high near 91. Heat index in the upper 90s, still hot on Monday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle today at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 69 degrees.
The sun is rising.
definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see you.
Crystal blue persuasion.